So the dose then is the amount of chemical applied per unit body mass. Now for you guys, it's going to be a little bit hard to weigh the brine shrimp. So we won't be doing it on the basis of per unit body mass in this case. But the same basic concept will apply, but we're going to talk about this dose then in terms of the solution concentration, which they're exposed to. Up here is the effect. Now, in the good old days, the effect was what we're doing with the brine shrimp. Now, the only reason we're using brine shrimp is they're basically invisible, and therefore we don't have to go through all of the regular procedures that you have to if you're using organisms with backbones and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah. The idea, though, in this course is that things that are significant in terms of environmental chemistry you should be exposed to. And in terms of chemicals out there, it's their toxicology which is the key. So you have to be quite comfortable with how the language of toxicology works. And the key in toxicology is understanding dose response curves. So that's why we're doing the prac. So in the old days then, this effect would have been deaths, and these typically would be lab rats. White lab rats are the usual organism that's used. You would expect a linear response if you were dealing with a chemical system. You would put in your chemical and you'd expect the system to respond in a linear fashion. The more chemical, the more response you get. But with biology, it's completely different. You get a sigmoid curve, an S-shaped curve, which says that at the start, there's absolutely no effect at all. You keep adding the stuff until at some point, we move off the x-axis and we get an effect. And at the start, the effect's pretty minor and not much happens. Then all of a sudden, at some dose rate, we get into a very steep part of the curve. And that steep part of the curve, we get the effect increasing dramatically until it plateaus off, because at very high dose rates, everything's affected as soon as you hit them. Which is why we've split the class then into high dose rates and low, so that we cover the range of concentrations. So our response then could be the number of cancers which formed, or it could be the number of cancer deaths that we observe in an organism.